Good morning. God is good. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I wondered if you were alive. Try that again. God is good. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being alive.
谢谢你们都是活的。
One verse we're going to use as our key verse in Psalm 51.
我们要打开诗篇51篇。
This verse is a cry of David.
这是大卫对神的一个呼求。
David has entered into a terrible sin, and he is very aware that God is dealing with him inwardly.
大卫他犯了一个极大的罪，他也很清楚神在里面来对付他。
I wish I had known what I'm sharing with you 50 or 60 years ago.
我希望 我在五六十年前就已经明白今天我要向你们分享的信息。
It is such a very important truth that we understand.
这是一个非常重要的真理，我们要来明白。
This one verse I draw to your attention is David speaking.
这一节我要让你们注意的就是大卫所说的话。
Psalm 51 verse 6.
诗篇51篇第六节。
Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts.
你所喜爱的是内里诚实。
And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
I draw to your attention the fact that he says there are hidden parts.
我希望你注意这里讲到有一个内里。
I want to write one word over this.
我要在这里写一个字。
Reality.
现实.
Those of you who know the Chinese understand that when David says, thou desirest truth, it is probably better translated as you do in Chinese, thou desirest reality in the inward parts.
这里翻译可能更好的是说你要喜爱 内里的真实。
I like to remind us that there are part, not just part.
那有多个部分，不是一个部分。
God has made an inner room within us, and there are two parts in that inward room.
神在我们的里面做了一个内室内处，好像就是有两个地方一样。
We all know that he made us with a mind and will and emotions.
我们知道神给我们创造了思想、意志和情感。
These three we call the soul of man.
这三个在一起就成为我们的魂。
It is interesting that he says in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
在这里讲到你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
What is this hidden part?
这个隐秘处是什么地方?
I look into some very bright faces this morning and I see the mind thinking.
我今天看到许多人都是这么聪明，我看到你们的心思在想。
And I can see your feeling, that's outward.
然后你的感觉都表露在你的脸上。
And I can see some with their will.
有的人他有很强的意志。
That's not hidden.
那个没有藏起来。
What is hidden?
什么是隐秘处的？
Ah, you're right on. It's my spirit that's hidden.
就是我们的灵是在隐秘处。
You see, when God made us with our inward parts,
当神在造我们的内处的时候，
we with our mind think, with our emotions we feel, with our will we make choices.
我们的思想来想，我们的感情，然后来表现。
This innermost room is the way we touch or contact God.
在我们的内处是与我们与神相交的地方。
I like to picture the fact that God made my inner room, the human spirit, with a door.
我愿意用这个图画来表示我们的内室，我们人的灵，那个地方有一个门。
Adam walked in the early morning and he talked, he fellowshiped with God, he was very open to God.
每一天早上亚当就从这个门进去与神来很靠的交通。
This is because he walked in an openness and an intimacy with God.
因为他可以敞开的与神有亲密的交通。
And we say that this open room allowed him to fellowship with God.
这一个打开的这个房间可以让亚当与神有交通。
He not only could fellowship with God, but he could know some deep things of God.
不光是交通，而且他知道神隐秘处的事情。
This inward knowing is what we call our intuitional awareness.
在这个内处的这个知道，我们可以说它是直觉。
How did Adam know he could name the animals as he did when they came before him?
在亚当给动物起名字的时候，他怎么知道那些名字呢？
I believe God gave him a direct knowing that the hippopotamus was a hippo.
我相信神直接就告诉亚当，让他知道这个河马就是河马。
And I am told that the names he gave them are so adequate they are used to this very day.
我知道这个名字他给的到至今还是正确。
There was a direct knowing that Adam could have in his spirit.
在亚当的灵里面他有一个直觉的知道。
Now in this early morning God walked with Adam and there was fellowship.
在早晨清晨的时候神就与亚当同行来交通。
We all know that God had just made one request of Adam.
我们知道神对亚当只有一个要求。
All the trees of the garden you can eat except for this one tree.
园中所有的树你都可以吃，只有这一棵。
We know it's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
就是分辨善恶树的树的果子。
Notice I say the knowledge of good and evil.
分辨善恶树的果子。
Anyway, you know what happened. Adam...ate of that tree that he could know by another source instead of knowing from God.
然后亚当就吃了那个树的果子，结果他的知识就除了从神而来之外，也从另一个源头而来。
And the next morning, when he came walking through the garden, Adam was hiding.
早上他在园中行走的时候就藏起来。
The door was closed.
那门关上了。
There was not an openness that there had once been.
从前打开的门就已经关上了。
The innocence is gone.
然后神是没有错的。
Adam, why are you hiding?
神说亚当你在哪里？
That openness is not there anymore. He's behind the door.
那个敞开已经没有了，亚当藏在后面。
And so God makes a provision now.By which he can bring Adam into fellowship again.
神然后又为亚当能够重新与神交通开了一条道路。
Once Adam has his conscience cleansed by blood, he can have openness with him.
当亚当的良心被血所洁净以后，他可以重新再与神有交通。
I say conscience because in the beginning, he had no real awareness of this. C-O-N means with knowledge.
在起初的时候，他并没有知道这个良心的存在。
Let me illustrate.
我来给你讲一讲。
I remember when our little boy was about 3 or 4 years of age.
我记得我的孩子差不多三四岁的时候。
I'd been away in a meeting, and when I got home, he brought me into the living room.
我在聚会回来以后，他就带我到我们住的房间。
He took me to a dish of candy, and he says, "Daddy, that's a no-no."
他给我看了一盘这个糖，他就说 ，Daddy, 这个不能吃。
I said, "What do you mean, no-no?"
为什么说不呢？
I can't have any until I've eaten or until I ask for a piece.
他就说我如果不问要不要的话，或者我不那个吃饭以后呢，我就不能吃糖。
I immediately recognized my wife was developing something in him.
我马上就知道我的妻子正在他里面让他思想慢慢成型。
He was really quite innocent about it.
他其实是一个非常天真的一个孩子。
About 2 days later, I came into the house.
两天以后我又来到这个房间。
Hello, son, where are you?
我就说，孩子，你在哪里？
I heard some noise under the bed in his room.
我听见在他床底下有些声音。
I looked down and I said, son, what are you doing under there?
我就从床底下看，说，儿子，你在那里干什么？
He could hardly talk.
他几乎说不出话来。
You tell me.
你告诉我他在干什么。
His mouth was full of candy.
他的嘴里塞满了糖。
And you know, suddenly it dawned on me. My sweet little boy had been so innocent.
这对我是一个非常惊讶的事情。我的孩子是这么的单纯。
Now he had a conscience that was working.
但是他现在里面有一个良心在开始工作。
He was with understanding that he had disobeyed.
他明白他已经背叛了。
I often ask, how many remember your first trip under the bed?
我想你们不知道你们有没有这样的经历。
Can you go back to that time when you moved from sweet innocence to, the door is closed?
你能不能够从又回到像从前那样，就是完全单纯的一个人
？I'm sure most of us don't know, but we did. You know that.
我想你都知道我们所讲的这个事情。
All we like Adam, all we like sin, all we have gone astray, we've turned everyone to our own way. That's all inclusive.
每一个人都犯了罪，每一个人都像亚当一样，这包括了所有的人。
So I'm saying to you this morning now that God is going to work.
我早上告诉你的一件事情就是神会做工。
And he is going to make possible for Adam and every one of us who have sinned to have a cleansed conscience, a conscience clear.
让我们所有曾经犯罪的人都可以有一个机会让我们的良心洗净。
That we can fellowship with him.
然后我们就可以与神有交通。
That we can know the things of God.
之后我们就可以知道神。
I need to make this a little more clear for you.
我想把这个讲得再清楚一点。
There's a difference between the mind in our soul and the knower in our spirit.
在我们灵魂里的那个知道和我们那个灵里的我们魂里的知道和我们灵里的知道有点不一样。
On occasion, I have walked into a room and my spirit said, There's something strange here.
有的时候我走到一个房间里，我的灵就直接告诉我有一些不对。
My mind didn't know what it was.
虽然我的思想不知道是什么事情。
But my spirit was saying something wrong.
但是我的灵直接告诉我有些问题。
Sometimes it took an hour before my mind could catch up with what my spirit knew.
有时候要差不多一个小时以后，我的思想才知道我的灵感觉到什么。
Well, let us look a little further now.
我们再看远一点。
God wants to make this inner place of our spirit the place where He can dwell.
神愿意我们这个内处灵的地方，神的灵可以住在里面。
In order to do that, He must cleanse our conscience.
要这么做的话呢，他首先要清洁我们的良心。
I like the picture in the Passover where the blood was applied to the doorpost and to the lintel.
我很喜欢逾越节的这幅图画，就是羔羊的血抹在门楣上面。
Because of cleansed blood, now he could have fellowship restored.
因为血的洁净，现在就与神交通就恢复了。
And once again, there could be an awareness of the things of God, knowing this in His Spirit.
再一次，我们的灵里面就可以有神与神有直接来的交通。
Now this morning, my real burden is for us to understand that there are some things that God can give us directly.
我愿意早上跟你分享的就是有一些东西神可以直接就给你。
I have too many sheets and I'm well organized.
我有很多的这个幻灯幻影片。
I want to consider now in our lesson this morning what I call the basics of God's working in our life.
早上我们愿意来一起看神在我们生命中做工的基本方式。
And we're going to consider this reality that God works in each of us.
我们愿意看这是神在我们身上做工的实际。
There are some things that God can give us.
有的事情神是可以直接给我们。
They come in a crisis.
在特别是危机的时候。
There are some things that can only be developed.
有的是可以发展。
That is a process.
我们可以通过一个过程来形成。
For example, we say that God comes into our inner spirit and we are born from above.
神来到我们的内处的灵，我们从天上而重生。
What does it mean to be born of the Spirit of God?
什么叫从灵由灵重生呢？
It means that God has come to indwell in your spirit, to take abode in your spirit.
这就是神他住在神住在你的灵里面。
The new birth is spoken of as the washing of regeneration.
我们重生得到了一个新造。
He washes my inner spirit, gives me a new spirit.
他把我里面的灵洗干净，给我一个新的灵。
And this means he quickens my dead spirit and makes it alive.
他让我死去的灵重新活过来。
So I am quickened in the inner spirit.
我的里面的灵被神苏醒。
Now I need to say this. When we come into this world, every one of us are given life. We call it natural life in the beginning.
我们来到这个世上的时候，每一个人都有一个天然的生命。
Before we are born again, we can all develop moral character.
我们在重生以前，我们都可以得到我们这个道德上的品行。
May every one of you this morning have natural life, soul life.
每一个人在这里都有一个魂的生命。
And you are developing moral character, making right choices.
而且你们在道德上也开始发展，你们可以做对的决定。
But it's another thing for us to have divine life or spiritual life.
但是有这个灵的生命又是另一回事情。
In order that we might develop spiritual character.
这样我们可以得到属灵的性格。
Since early this morning, I've been crying out in my heart, Oh Lord, here are some very precious young people.
早上我就在神的面前呼求说，神啊，这里有许多可爱的年轻人。
They all have life, natural life.
他们都有他们自己的天然的生命。
The question is, do they have spiritual life?
但是我要问的就是他们有没有这个属灵的生命。
I know as a boy growing up in a very fine Christian home,
我在一个很好的基督徒家庭里长大。
I said, yes, Jesus, I went through all the forms of being religious.
我经历了所有这个宗教所有的形式。
But it was a long time before I was quickened, made alive in my spirit.
但是很久一段时间我的灵都没有苏醒。
I didn't know that.
我自己并不知道。
See, my spirit was dead.
我的灵是死的。
It was darkened.
是黑的。
I wore suit of clothes.
我穿着自己的衣服。
I thought I was religious and spiritual.
我穿着这个属灵的宗教的衣服，我认为我很属灵。
But one day God sent some light in and my spirit was awakened.
然后有一天神把他的光照进来，我的灵就苏醒。
Not just awakened, but there was a quickening that took place in my spirit.
神使我的灵一下就警醒过来。
And this is what we call the new birth, or the birth from above.
这就是我说属天的重生。
So we say that every one of us can have the quickened spirit of God in our spirit.
所以我说每一个人我们都可以让神使我们的灵苏醒起来。
But as we go on with God, we develop a fervent spirit.
当我们在继续与神同行的时候，我们又发展了一个刚强的灵。
I'm always interested in brothers and sisters when they're praying.
我在弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，我总是有这么一个问题。
Some have developed a burning, fervent, warm spirit toward the Lord.
有的人对神有一个火热这个起来的灵。
It always touches my spirit when they are fervent before the Lord.
当他们对神火热的时候，我的灵总是也被感染起来。
This is something developed as we go on in learning the way of the Lord.
当我们在神的路里面发展的时候，这就是我们慢慢形成的。
And so we're saying this morning that it is one thing to have a quickened spirit given to us. It is another thing to develop a fervent spirit.
我们从神得了一个苏醒的灵是一回事，但是我们发展我们的灵当向神火热的时候又是另一回事。
What really happens is this. The moment we are born from above, we come into a new relationship in the family of God.
当我们重生的时候，我们就在神的家里有一个新的关系。
Up to this point, he's been our creating God.
我们在刚刚重生的时候，他就是我们的创造者。
Now that our spirit is quickened, we can say Father because we're in his family.
我们的灵醒了以后，我们就可以神说父，因为我们在神的家里。
There's something about our spirit saying Abba, Father, Father, Father.
在我们的灵里面，他就催促我们向神说父啊。
I thought many times it's interesting.
我觉得很有趣。
Mother gives birth and nurses and diapers the little child.
母亲生下孩子来给他们哺乳，给他们换尿布。
The first words it says is Dada.
但是他们常常说第一句话是 Dada.
There's something of the spirit that's awakened, Father.
因为有一个在灵里的东西让他们苏醒起来叫父。
So we are given a relationship.
我们这里有一个关系是给神给的。
In 1 John he says, My little children.
在约翰一书里面他说小子们啊
This represents the relationship we have in the family.
这是在家庭里的一个关系。
Then he goes on to say, as we walk in the light, we have fellowship.
然后约翰说我们在光中就与神相交。
So fellowship is developed.
与神的这个交通是我们慢慢发展起来的。
Our fellowship increases as we get older.
我们在属灵成长的时候，我们与神的这个交通就慢慢的增加。
And we walk in light and openness. We fellowship with God.
然后我们就在敞开和光中与神相交。
It is very interesting that John understands the increasing measure of fellowship.
我们可以看到约翰他明白这个与神的交通是怎么样慢慢的增长。
He says, I write unto you little children.
小子们啊，我写信给你们。
I write unto you young men.
年轻人啊，我写信给你们。
I write unto you fathers.
父老啊，我写信给你们。
There is a growing awareness of fellowship as we mature.
我们在神慢慢成长的时候，我们与神的交通也慢慢的成熟。
I go back to my little boy and I remember how I fellowshiped with him.
我在讲我的小孩子，我记得我怎么样与他交通。
As a child, we built lots of things with blocks.
我们在他在小时候，我们就用这个木块来造
出的东西。You know what blocks are?I could make a lot of things with blocks.
我可以用这个小木块来造许多的东西。
I got down to his level and fellowshiped.
我可以把自己跟他到一样的水平来做。
I was really glad when he got a little bit older and we could do some other things in fellowship as a young man.
当他长大以后，我就更加高兴，因为我们可以做更深的交通。
The other night we sat eating together and I sensed he was a father.With the same burdens that my father heart has.
有一天我在跟他吃晚饭的时候，我就感觉到他现在也是一个父亲，然后他也明白我心里的一个负担。
I've been waiting a long time for him to move from young manhood to real fatherhood.
我在等待他从这个少年人到一个真正的父亲，等了很长时间。
What do you fellowship about when you're a little child?
你当时小孩子的时候你交通什么呢
He says your sins are forgiven John says
约翰说你的罪得到赦免
Isn't that wonderful we can say Hey my sins are forgiven by the blood That's a fellowship we have at that level
我们在那个时候我们会很高兴说我们的罪得到赦免这就是我们那个阶段的交通
I write a young man because you know the word You know how to overcome the enemy
叫少年人我们就愿意你知道神的话语你知道怎么样得胜仇敌
There's awareness of the word of God and the power of the word of God
在神的话语里面你能够明白你也知道神话语的能力
But what would two fathers fellowship about?
但是两个父亲会交通什么呢
Are you with me this morning?
你明白吗
I looked into my son's faceHis oldest son was sitting beside him.
我看着我儿子的脸，然后他的长子也坐在他旁边。
We were talking about the purposes of young David's life.
我们就开始谈论他的小 David 的生命的目的。
When he went off to the buffet to get another plate, my son said, "I'm working his way through." To the right decision.
当小 David 去拿另一盘饭的时候，我的儿子就跟我说，我现在正在让他慢慢发展、成长，知道怎么去做对的决定。
I could remember my father's heart toward him when he was David's age.
我也记得，当我儿子是像小 David 这么大的时候，我的心像我的儿子是这样子。
We could suffer together now.
现在我们可以一同彼此。分享
Should I tell you what he was wanting?
我可不可以告诉你他想要什么
He's just a junior in college.
他在大学一年级
Has a couple jobs. As he works along.
他有几个工作一起做
He has had a pickup for quite some time that he could sleep in when he'd go out climbing and so forth.
他有一个小卡车，他可以睡在里面。
He was saying, "Dad, I think I need a new pickup."
然后他就跟我说，父亲，我需要一个新的这个卡车。
And I knew what his father was trying to do.
我知道他的父亲想做什么。
Son, I think we could fix this old one up.
他说，儿子，我们可以把这个旧的给修好。
But you know, when you get stalled, you get late to class.
但是你知道这个车子如果熄火了我上课就会晚。
Anyway, there is a fellowship we enjoy because we can emphasize on the same basis.
因为我们有同样的一个重心重点，所以我们就可以一同的交通。
I used to say, oh, I'm so glad when my son grows up and he gets interested in Ephesians.
我很高兴，我曾经说我的儿子长大以后他喜欢读以弗所书。
That's my favorite book.
那是我最喜欢的一本书，圣经。
He's on the way, but not there quite yet.
但是他正在朝那个方向发展，但是还没有到。
Aren't you glad, he says, my little children, I write unto you.
小子们呢，我给你写信给你们。
And when we walk in real light, we have openness and fellowship. This develops as we mature.
我们走在真光里的时候，我们就有一个与神的交通，而且这个交通在我们成长的时候，它就慢慢的发展。
So the moment you're in the family, you have the relationship.
当我们进到神的家里的时候，我们就有这么一个关系。
Fellowship develops, it increases.
然后这个交通就开始发展成长。
Now it is interesting that when we really come to receive the Lord, there's a whole package that we have of things in Christ.
我们当接受主的时候，主给了我们整一个包裹。
Everything is in Jesus Christ.
所有的东西都在主耶稣里面。
But I need to discover all that has really been given to me in Christ.
但是我要发现通过基督神给我什么。
Interesting, Jesus says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
耶稣对我们说，凡劳苦担重担的都到我这里来，我就要给你们安息。
There is a rest that he gives me in my spirit.
我们在灵里面，神给我们一个安息。
The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no rest, no peace apart from God.
但是除从神来以外，我们没有真正的平安，没有真正的安息。
So the first rest that's given is in my spirit.
我们真正的一个安息，神先给我们是在我们灵里的安息。
But then he says.Take my yoke upon you and learn of me and ye shall find rest unto your soul.
你们当负我的轭学我的样式，这样你们必在灵里魂里得到安息。
This is a different rest.
这是一个不同的安息。
The rest in my spirit is given. The rest that I find in my soul, I learnHow to rest.
我们灵里的安息是神所赐给我们的，我魂里的安息是我们学来的，从神那里学来的。
Many of you know what it's like to have a troubled mind.
我们许多人都知道，我们当我们的心思受到困扰的时候是怎么样。
You go to bed at night with a problem in your mind.
你晚上上床，但是有一个问题在你的思想里。
And all night long you analyze the problem.
然后你就整个晚上都在想这个问题。
Am I the only one?
我是不是只唯一的一个人是有这个问题呢？
I call this the analysis of paralysis.
这个是一个因为分析而带来的瘫痪。
The morning you wake up,
早上你醒来，
No rest,
没有安息。
Troubled soul,
我们的魂是被困扰。
I think you all know what I'm talking about.
我相信你都明白我说什么。
So this is why he says, Learn of me, and you shall find restUnto your soul.
你们要学我的样式，这样你们的魂里就得到安息。
Oh, how I thank God that there's one subject in this classroom.
我感谢神在这个课室里面有一个主题。
He says, learn of me.
要学我的样式。
In the midst of all that Jesus was going through, he could walk in rest.
在整一个这个过程里面，我们可以学基督的样式。
So we begin to recognize then that there is a rest given to me, but a rest that develops in my soul.
我们就可以看到有一个安息是神所赐给我们的，另一个安息是我们在我们魂里发展
Not only do we have rest in the Lord Jesus, but we have peace in Him.
He's
giving me a whole package which includes peace with God. Once we're at enmity, we're at war with God.
And
the moment we say, Yes, Lord Jesus,
但是我们当对主耶稣说, 主啊,
the war is over.
是的, 然后这个战争就结束,
we have peace with God.
然后我们就与神有平安。
This 2 weeks ago, now I went back to my home area to visit for a couple of days.
两个星期以前我回到我住的附近, 然后开始探访一些地方。
It was a real experience that I enjoyed much.
我非常享受我所探访的经历。
One of the homes, my cousin's home I stayed in, had a book filled with pictures and letters.
是我的家乡，那在我一个表亲的家里，他有许多的相片。
All of these were compiled by a sister who had been saved in a meeting 57 years ago.
是一位姊妹，她57年在这个聚会里得救，她就把这些所有的图片都整理在一起。
There were scores of young people that had been saved.
那有许多许多的年轻人在那里得救。
She became sort of the mother of all of them.
这位姊妹就成为他们像邻里的母亲一样。
Here were the letters and pictures after 57 years.
然后有许多许多的相片和书信，57年以后。
But I remember the night that lady was converted.
但是我记得这位姊妹她接受主的那个晚上。
She'd been sitting in the audience that night, and I could see there was real trouble on her face.
她就坐在听众的当中，我可以看到她的脸上有困惑。
Her soul was showing.
她的魂已经把她表现出来。
And after I had pronounced the benediction, I saw her walking down the aisle to meet me.
然后我就祝福以后，他们就我就看她从这个走道上走过来。
There was war all over her face.
她的脸上可以看出来有征战。
She got a couple steps away and she says, I got 1,000 questions I want to ask you.
她离我有几步远的地方，她就跟我说，我有1,000个问题我要问你。
I said, Oh Lord.
我就说，主啊，
I'm tired.
我已经很疲倦。
You know, I believe He gave me a word of knowledge for that moment.
我相信神赐给我一个知识上的一句话。
Now, she was a very large woman.
他是比较块头很大
probably 250 pounds
大概有250磅
big bone
是一个很大
and I felt the Lord say ask her a question first
我觉得神让我先问他一个问题
I remember saying when are you going to quit fighting and throw up the white flag and say yes Lord
我就问他 你什么时候决定停止你的征战，向神举起你的白旗，说主啊，我愿意听你的。
I got the surprise of my life.
我非常的惊讶。
She said right now, and she knelt at the altar.
她就说我现在就愿意，然后她就在这个台前跪下来。
I knew there was prepared soil. God had been speaking to her heart.
我知道她的心里是已经预备好的好土，因为神向她的心里开始早就说话了。
It didn't take very long for her to get through and be clear in forgiveness.
然后很快的时间，她马上就知道她要需要神的赦免，她通过了，她向神祷告得到赦免。
I only tell you this because when she got up from her knees and looked at me,
我告诉你，因为我知道她当她从跪下站起来的时候，
Her face was totally different.
她的脸整个都变了。
There was a warmth and a smile.
那我可以看到她脸上的笑。
Not only that,
不光是这样,
She came down very angry with me.
她来的时候是带着怒气。
Now she grabbed me and loved me.
但现在她就给我一个 很大的拥抱。
Almost broke my ribs.
几乎把我的肋骨给折断。
I tell you this because God makes a quick change when the war is over.
我告诉你这个，因为当这个战争结束的时候，神就做了一个立刻的改变。
Not just a matter of a mental decision.
不是我们脑子里的一个决定。
Her heart was saying, "Yes, Lord Jesus."
而是她的心对神主耶稣说，是的。
I only mention this because I watched that lady in the next years as she began to grow and grow in the Lord.
在接下来一年里面，我就看到这位姊妹在主面前的成长。
You see, it is one thing to have peace with God. The war is over.
与神和平是一回事。
But now the peace of God was flooding her heart and life. And she was a mother to all of these young people.
但是从神来的平安现在就开始充满在她的心里面，然后她就成为许多弟兄姊妹属灵的母亲。
I looked at the pages of testimonies 57 years ago.
我看这许多许多页上写下来的见证，这是57年以前。
And that Monday night, 25 of the group gathered in to fellowship.
那一个星期一晚上有25个人在一起聚会。
I mustn't go on, that would take an hour.
我再讲的话就会花一个小时来讲这件事。
But I want to talk to you about something else now.
我现在愿意讲另一件事情。
The moment we trust Jesus as our Savior,
当我们相信主耶稣作为我们的救主，
He gives us a cleansed conscience.
他给我们一个洗净的良心。
By the blood,
借着他的血。
It is wonderful the moment we say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, the precious blood is available to cleanse our conscience."
当我们对主说，是的，主。那一刻他的血就来清洁我们的良心。
It is one thing to have a clear, cleansed conscience.
我们有被洗净清洁的良心是一回事。
It is another thing to have a conscience that's enlightened by the Spirit of God.
但是我们的良心被神的灵所光照又是另一回事。
Let me see if I can illustrate this.
我愿意向你们演示这一个。
You know, our conscience will work on whatever knowledge or information we have.
我们的良心是借着我们所有的知识来工作的。
I'll illustrate it this way.
这么来讲。
You're driving down the highway and suddenly you see a speed sign that says 30 miles an hour.
当你在高速公路上行走，你突然看到一个限速牌，说是30英里，最快。
You look at your speedometer and it says 60 miles an hour.
那你看你的速度表的时候，你是在开60个英里。
Why do you look at the rearview mirror?
你会不会看你的后视镜
？Anybody understand this one?
明白吗？
Having a good time.
我们正开得很高兴。
Driving down the road.
在这个路上开得很侠义。
Suddenly, there is a law for your conscience to work on.
但突然有一个律法出来，让你的良心开始工作。
Sin was in the world from Adam to Moses, it says.
这个罪从亚当到摩西是在这个世上。
It was not imposed until the law was given and then the time of conscience begins to work.
但是在律法出现以前，这个罪就不能够钉在不钉在我们身上。
So we are saying now that conscience only works on the law.
我们的良心是通过这个律法来工作。
This is why the mothers in Israel were to bind the laws to the fingers, the 10 laws of their fingers of their children.
这是以色列的母亲为什么把神的十诫绑在他们孩子的手指头上。
If conscience has nothing to work on, if there's no law, there's no guilt.
如果没有律法的话，我们就没有负罪感。
We all recognize then the importance of conscience.
我们现在都知道这个良心的重要性。
I grew up in a fine home, and my parents believed that Sunday was the Sabbath.
我在一个这样的家庭长大，就是我的父母相信星期天是一个安息日。
There are many people who speak of Sunday as the Sabbath.
有许多人谈到星期天是安息日。
We who have been enlightened understand that the Sabbath from Friday night to Saturday night was fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
我们在被神光照以后，我们知道这个安息日已经通过主耶稣得到了完全。
Now we have a new day, the Lord's Day, Sunday.
所以我们现在有了新的一天，就是主日，是礼拜日。
But you see, Sunday was a day of Sabbath rest for my parents.
但是这个星期天呢，是对于我父母来讲，是一个安息日，要休息的一天。
As a little boy growing up, I hated Sunday.
我作为一个小孩子，我非常讨厌这一天。
Go to church in the morning and rest.
早上去教会，然后就要休息。
Stay inside all afternoon and rest.
然后下午要在家里休息。
So I could go back Sunday night and rest some more.
然后星期天的晚上我还要休息。
But you know, one day, somebody gave me a dime.
有一天，有一个人给了我一毛钱。
I slipped out of the house and went down to the drugstore.
然后我就悄悄溜出我的房子去一个药店。
And I bought an ice cream cone.
去一个商店买了一个 ice 冰激凌。
All the way as I walked home,
我在往回家走，
my conscience was bothering me.
然后我的良心就开始一直捣乱。
They didn't believe in buying anything on Sunday.
因为我的父母认为在星期日不能买东西。
And anyway, I wasn't resting.
而且我跑出去了，我没有安息。
I remember walking in and saying, "Mommy, I sinned. Spank me."
我就走到家里跟母亲说，母亲，我犯了罪，你可以打我。
Take my ice cream, I don't enjoy it.
你把我的这个冰激凌拿走，因为我没有办法享受它。
You see, my conscience was working on the knowledge that I had.
你看到我的良心是借着我所知道的。
It was a wonderful day when I discovered that the whole Sabbath was fulfilled in Jesus.
然后有一天我发现主耶稣已经把安息日完全了以后，我是非常的高兴。
He says, you don't rest in a day, now you rest in me.
他就说，你现在不用在一天里安息，而是你在我里面安息。
If you don't rest in me, you can't rest in a bed anyway.
如果你不在我里面安息，你也没有办法在床上安息。
I had an enlightened conscience for the first time.
然后我的良心突然被神光照。
So you see, conscience works on whatever knowledge or information we have.
我们看到我们的良心是借着我们所知道的知识来工作。
Have you ever seen somebody slip in and change the numbers on the sign?
有没有人看到有的人偷偷把这个标志上的数字改一改？
They change the 3 to an 8.
把三改成八。
And your conscience says, Hallelujah, and go faster.
然后把这个速度牌的这个速度改成八十迈，然后我就可以开快一点。
I'm only saying this morning that it is wonderful to have a cleansed conscience because we're walking in what light we have.
我们可以在我们所有的光所现有的光中行走，让我们的良心得到洁净。
But every one of us need an enlightened conscience.
那每一个人都需要一个被光照的良心。
Paul says, "My conscience bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit."
保罗说，我的良心在灵里面为我做见证。
And now I really believe that I enjoy the Lord's Day.
我现在真实的就来享受主日。
But I have still a program back in my computer.
我在我的计算机上面还是有一个小程序。
And sometimes when I see all the Lord's people after church,
当我在碰到所有弟兄姊妹在聚会结束以后，
heading for the restaurant,
我看他们去餐馆，
I say, Lord, maybe they ought to observe your day a little more carefully.
然后我的心里就说，主啊，或许他们应该更加在你这一天更加小心的生活。
I remember standing in line in that restaurant.
我记得在那个餐馆里排队。
And hearing the waitress say, the Methodists get out first, the Lutherans second, the Presbyterians third, and the Assemblies of God at the end.
就听到他们说这个路德和不同的教会出来的时间不一样，长老会也不一样。
And you know what they said? If they would rest on Sunday, we wouldn't need to work.
然后这些这个应生就说，如果他们在主日休息的时候，我们就不用上班了。
Now I have an enlightened conscience.
但现在我的良心得到了光照。
I know I'm free to buy an ice cream cone on Sunday.
我知道至少我可以去在主日买一个冰淇淋。
But I am very careful about the Lord's Day.
但是在主日的时候我还是非常小心。
Because I believe we should give that day to the Lord.
因为我相信我们要把这一天给神。
And then everybody in restaurants can come to church.
这样子在餐馆上班的人都可以来教会。
How many are still with me this morning?
你们多少人还在听？
I believe there's a lot of need for enlightenment that our conscience can work on the freedom that we have in Christ.
我们有极大的需要，就是我们的良心得到光照，这样我们可以在基督给我们的自由里面生活。
But there's something of the bridle of the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵他还是给我们一个交环。
I'm not under law, but I do have the bridle of the Holy Spirit that causes me to be careful.
虽然我不在律法之下，但是圣灵还是限制我们，让我们要小心。
So there is a cleansed conscience that's given to us immediately by the blood.
我们借着血，我们马上得到了一个清洁的良心。
There's an enlightened conscience that gives us the joy of walking with the Lord.
然后借着光照，我们通过这个得到光照的良心，可以享受与神同行。
It is very interesting that as we are growing up and developing, we discover the freedom that we have.
我们在慢慢成长的时候，我们就慢慢发现我们的自由。
When God created Adam,
当神创造亚当。
He gave Adam the freedom of choice.
他给亚当一个自由的选择，自由意志。
It was something that comes in Christ. I have a liberty and a freedom that's very wonderful.
在基督里我们有自由，这是一个非常好的事情。
But as I go on and learn to walk with the Lord,
但是我们当继续与神同行的时候，
I develop a responsibility.
我们又开始有我们的责任。
To be very careful about my freedom.
我们小心来应用我们所有的自由。
Many individuals today are in real looseness and liberty because they do not understand responsibility.
今天有许多人他在他们自由里面放纵，因为他们不知道他们的责任。
We all know as children, as we're growing up, God, our parents give us little more freedom.
我们知道我们在成长的过程里，我们父母慢慢的给我们更多的自由。
But it is only as we become more responsible.
但只有我们更加负责的时候，他会给我们更多的自由。
Well, let me take you to one more quickly.
我们再看一点。
It is very interesting that God has built into the very fabric of the universe certain principles.
我看到在神在宇宙里面他放了他的原则。
Principles are what we call a built-in.
原则是神造在里面的。
They are the way things are made to work.
它是事物工作的根本。
Got the wrong place. They are built-in the way things are made to work.
它是造在里面，而且是使事物工作的根本。
And they always tell me why it's important.
我们要很注意问为什么。
Rules are imposed.
这个规条是加上去的。
And they tell me what.
是告诉我们做什么。
Let me illustrate it this way.
让我这样来讲。
You who know about studying to learn to drive,
你在开始学车的时候，
your manual says always keep your car under control so that you will hurt no one or yourself. The basic principle of the road.
这个基本的原则就是你要好好控制你的车，让它不撞别人，也不伤自己。
Now, the reason we have speed signs, 30, 40, slow, stop, the rules grow out of the principle.
但是这个限速牌是条文，是从这个原则上发展出来的。
It's very helpful when you can move people from just the what to understand the why.
我们如果能够让别人从光光明白去做什么，而理解到为什么做。
Rules may change.
我们这个规条可能会改变。
The principle is the inner law. It's built in. It never changes.
但是原则是在里面的这个律法，它不会改变。
This being true, we understand why rules are important.
我们明白为什么规条是重要的。
But we must be very careful to understand principles that produce the rules.
但是我们更重要的是明白这个规条背后的原则。
I always say to parents,
我总是跟父母说，
Don't just tell them what, be sure you tell them why.
你不要光对你的孩子说做什么，而是要告诉他为什么。
Can I be open with some of you this morning?
早上我愿意对你们年轻人展开一些。
It is very interesting the way God has built each of us.
神造我们每一个人都非常的特别。
He has made the girls different from the boys.
他造男造女都不一样。
There is something about the male that's unique and something about the female that's unique.
男人有他特别的地方， 女性也有他特别的地方。
And I often run into this, especially in college dorms when we begin to share some lessons.
我们在去这个大学教室宿舍的时候，我们开始讲一些课。
And I explain to the young people how uniquely different they are made.
然后我就向那些年轻人告诉他们，他们每一个人是怎么样不同的，有各自的特点。
When father says to his son as he's going out on a date,
当一个父亲对他儿子要去约会的儿子说一句话的时候，
he says what he should do.
他的父亲告诉他的儿子要做什么事情。
Keep your hands to yourself.
你要把你的手放在你自己身上。
Dad, why?
他的儿子就问父亲为什么。
You know, it is very interesting, and I think in a very gentle way we can explain to you this morning.
我觉得我们可以向你这样解释。
That God has so designed the male that he's always aroused and the lust is excited by what he sees.
神造男人的时候使他们常常因为眼目的情欲就马上就他的情欲因为眼目而出来。
Very interesting.When you discover how many warnings there are to the men about their eyes.
我们可以看到有许多时候男人的生命里面有许多让他们危险的地方。
Very early as a boy growing up, a godly man gave me a verse from Job.
在约伯记我们可以看到一个小孩子怎么样长大。
The verse said, I made a covenant with mine eyes.Why then should I think upon a maid?
我与我的眼睛立约，让我不去想
I cannot control all the things that I will see.
我不能够控制我所看的东西。
But as a male, I do not continue to focus and then think.
但是我所能做的就是我不能够继续的看，然后跟着想。
Maybe I can illustrate it this way.
我或许可以这么说。
When they're selling Buick cars, what do they use to get attention?
在卖这个别克车的时候，他们用什么去吸引你的注意力呢？
A man in his bathing suit pointing at a car.
他会不会让一个男人穿着他的内衣站在车旁边呢？
Why do you laugh?
你笑什么呢？
You know what they use.
你知道他们用什么方法？
A lovely mother came to me one day and she said, Brother Vern, all the wolves, the bad boys are chasing my daughter.
有一个很可爱的母亲有一天对我说，Vern弟兄，那些男孩子像狼一样来追我的女儿。
I wish some nice boys would come along.
我希望有一些好的男孩能来找他。
I said, Mother, I think I can explain your problem.
我说，母亲，我可以跟你解释为什么。
You can?
她说，你可以吗？
Yes.
是的。
She has a for sale sign on.
因为你的女儿她身上有个牌子，是说她是现在是等着你来买。
She was a fine evangelical mother who loved the Lord.
这一位母亲她非常爱神。
She would never break a rule, but they were violating some principles.
虽然他们没有违反任何的规条，但是他们违反了这个原则。
You know, it is possible for people who would never break rules, yet violate principles.
你知道，有的人他不一定要违反任何的规条，但是他可以违反原则。
She said, "Explain more to me."
然后他这位母亲就说，让我继续跟他讲。
And I said, "You know, the male eye is caught by what it sees."
我就跟这位母亲说，你知道这个男性的眼睛是被他们所看到的东西抓住。
And I don't think your daughter's dressed modestly all the time.
我觉得你的女儿，她的穿着不是非常的保守。
There was a real struggle because the daughter understood the rules, but she did not understand the principles.
虽然她的女儿明白这些规条，但是她不明白后面的原则。
Now I don't need to tell most of you this. It's only for the front rows.
现在我就对你们前面的人说话。
I was in a church in Melbourne last April, February.
我在墨尔本那二月上个二月份去年二月份
The elder's wife as we were there came to me and said Do you still teach the difference between rules and principles?
有一位负责弟兄的姊妹对我说你是不是还在教这个在原则和规条之间的不同这个课呢
She said 25 years ago you were here in our fellowship and you taught us
因为二十五年以前我们在一起交通的时候你就教我们这一个
She said I've been sharing it with young ladies ever since
我就从那个时候开始一直就与这些年轻的女孩们讲
She said be sure you make that a priority in your speaking
这一次我希望你要把它作为你的一个重点来讲
So here we are this morning
所以我在这里今天早上
What is a principle?
在原则是什么呢
It's built into the very fabric of the way things work.
是坐在事情事物的里面的。
This isn't just among Christians. This is in the whole world system.
这个不光是在基督徒里面，这个是在整一个世界里面。
When we learn to walk carefully under the bridle of the Holy Spirit.
当我们顺从圣灵的管制的时候。
And we walk in light.
我们在光中行走。
In His light we shall see light.
在神的光中我们必得见光。
And so I say to our young brothers and sisters.
所以我对我的年轻弟兄姊妹们说，
It is important to develop the right rules for yourself.
你们遵守这个规条是非常重要。
The disciplines for your eyes and your hands and everything.
你必须管制你的眼睛、你的手，每一件事情。
But it is very, very important we understand the why back of everything.
但是更重要的是你要明白这背后的原则。
Now I believe God designed things so that the male would always lead and take initiative.
我相信神造男人是他们是常常是主动的。
But the enemy always reverses things, and when the sisters are not properly dressed, they are taking initiative.
但是仇敌借着姊妹们没有穿得很合适，让姊妹们变成主动的。
You say, let's go on to the next one.
是不是要讲下一个事情？
Seriously, Lord, help us.
我们真的是求神来帮助我们。
This whole world system today is in chaos.
这整一个世界都在混乱中。
You can't watch very much TV without the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh.
你在看电视的时候，你难免很快就会看到，让我们肉体和情欲发动的事情。
And I say it with grief.You would be amazed how many men come to me with a problem of pornography.
你会非常的惊讶，有多少男人来对我讲他们有这个看黄色看黄色的问题。
The eye being captured by so many things.
因为他们的眼睛被许多的事情所抓到。
You can learn this principle now.
你现在就可以学这个原则。
I can't control everything that I see.
虽然我不能够控制我所看的。
But I don't develop a fixation and lust.
但是我不愿意盯住它，而且在思想。
You can't stop the birds from flying over your head.
你不能够让这些鸟在你的脑子里停止飞。
But you can keep them from making a nest in your hair.
但是你可以让他不在你的脑里筑巢。
How many are still with me this morning?
多少人还在听？
Some of you. Why are you saying this?
我为什么要讲这个？
I believe there's so much entanglement these days in the world.
我相信今天的世界是这么多的跟我们混在一起。
And God wants us to be fully alive to Himself.
但是神让我们完全只是向着他活。
We can be so in love with the Lord Jesus.
我们可以与神与主深深的相爱。
So occupied with all the things that He gives us.
然后我们整天都被神所赐给我们的事情所充满。
And then, as we walk by the Spirit, we can understand.What he needs to develop in our lives in the way of character.
然后我们在灵里行走的时候，我们就知道神让我们在性格里面要形成什么样。
Quickly, we just go through. God gives us, he says in Ephesians, the unity of the Spirit.
神赐给我们灵里的合一，以弗所书。
It is amazing how.Folk can come together and have some unity.
我们看到许多人能够在一起合一是非常有趣的事情。
There seems to be a oneness of drawing immediately when we know the Lord.
当我们认识神的时候，突然就有这么一个力量让我们来合一。
And then you casually say, "What church do you attend?"
你或者会很不小心地问他们说，你去哪一个教会？
And they say, well, I am Unitarian.
说我是去合一的教会。
Or I am Catholic.
或者我是天主教。
And suddenly a little shadow comes.
然后突然就开始我们有一个影子在这里。
For quite a while you had real fellowship in unity.
虽然你们曾经在合一的有很好的交通。
But Paul says it takes time to develop the unity of the faith. into one mind.
但是要在同一心思同一意念是不容易。
I got the shock of my life one day.
我有一天我非常的惊讶。
I had some free miles on an airplane. I was headed from Fort Lauderdale to Boston.
我有一个这个我挣来的免费飞机票要从佛罗里达飞到波士顿。
I was seated way in the back of the plane.
我是在飞机的后面。
The stewardess walked up and said, "You have privilege as free miles. You can have a first class seat. It's empty."
乘务员就跟我说，你现在挣了你的免费的这个旅程，你也可以坐在头等舱，因为是现在是空的。
I thought, "Wow, I've arrived."
然后我说，哦，我现在有这个权利，非常的好。
I've looked at them, but I've never sat in one before. First class.
因为我曾经只是看着这个座位，但是我从来没有坐过头等舱。
And I sat down and began to fellowship with the man next to me.
我坐下以后，我就跟我旁边的人开始谈话。
He was lovely.
他很可爱。
Gracious and kind and just very transparent.
非常好的一个非常好非常透明的一个人。
We talked for about 30-40 minutes about some things.That I felt were important.
我们就谈论了三四十分钟，我认为重要的一些事情。
Seemed to be a real unity between us.
我觉得我们好像就是非常的合一。
And finally, I thought, I'll maybe ask him about when he met the Lord Jesus and became a Christian.
然后我就想要问他什么时候认识主耶稣，成为一个基督徒。
He looked back at me, says, "I'm not a Christian. I'm a Buddhist."
然后他就跟我说，我不是基督徒，我是信佛的。
I couldn't believe it.
我不能够相信。
Then I discovered Buddhism is a lot of wonderful philosophy, as some of you know.
我就发现，原来佛教有很多很有趣的哲学。
It can go a long ways, and I think he was fooling and deceiving me.
我想他或许是在跟我开玩笑。
But I simply say to you this morning, you can have fellowship with a lot of people up to a point.
我想跟你说的就是，我们和一些人可以有一定程度的交通。
And you develop unity of the faith as we begin to keep occupied with the Lord.
当我们被神所充满的时候，我们可以有合一。
One more and we'll quit.
还有一点。
How many of you know that when you trusted the Lord Jesus, He gave you a new heart?
你们知不知道，你相信主耶稣以后，他给你一个新的心。
A new spirit and a new heart, Ezekiel says.
以西结说，一个新的心和一个新的灵。
And it's wonderful that this new heart can really love things we didn't love before.
然后这个新的心可以去爱我们曾经不能爱的事情。
But God is continually working in our new heart.
但是神继续还在这个新的心里面工作。
He wants to develop motives that are pure.
神让我们希望让我们有单纯的动机。
Why do I do the things that I do?
我们为什么做我们所做的事情？
All of our life is a testing and a trying of my motives.
我们整一个生命都充满着我们对事情的尝试和对我们动机的一个看法。
And he puts us through various experiences that help us understand.
神也让我们借着不同的经历来明白这一个。
Motives, why I do the things that I do.
我们的动机就问我们为什么我们做事情。
I remember, I go back to my little boy again.
我回头再讲我的小孩子。
One day he came running in the house with three or four beautiful flowers.
有一天他在房子里跑，他的手里拿着三四朵非常漂亮的花。
Mommy, they're all for you.
他就跟母亲说，母亲，这个是给你的。
She looked into his heart and knew that he was showing love.
他就看着，母亲看着知道这个孩子是表示他爱母
亲。She could read the motives of his heart.
他可以看到这个孩子的动机。
Then she said, "Son, where did you get these?"
然后她问这个孩子说，你孩子，你从哪里拿来的花？
She recognized the neighbor's garden.
因为她认得这个花是从邻居的花园里来的。
How many of you know what she did?
你知道她做什么吗？
She sat down and loved him.
她还是坐下来。
His heart was good.
拥抱他，因为知道这个孩子的动机，他的心是好的。
And after she explained a little bit,
然后他就向这个孩子解释。
They went over to the neighbors.
然后他们就到了邻居家里。
I'm just saying to you, God knows how to unveil our hearts to us.
神知道怎么样让我们明白我们的心。
Lots of things we do with a pretty good motive.
许多事情我们做，或许有不对的动机。
But our motives need to be clarified.
我们不明白的动机，那些动机需要被神彰显出来。
And God is asking just one thing of us, really.
神只向我们要求一件事。
That we begin to discover more and more of all that's been given to us in Jesus Christ.
当我们慢慢地发现神通过基督赐给我们的所有事物。
But also to help us recognize all that God is developing in our lives.
神也让我们明白神在我们生命里，在让我们生命的发展。
You see,When God placed Adam in the garden,
当神把亚当放在园子里的时候
I believe Adam stood at a gateway of choice.
我相信亚当是站在一个选择的面前。
God was wanting to work something into Adam.
神要在亚当里面做一个工。
If Adam had made the right choice, he could have gone on the line of purpose.
如果他做了亚当做了对的选择，他或许可以，他甚至可以直接到走到神的目的上。
To the glorious thing that God was wanting to work out in Adam.
那就是神在亚当身上所要做荣耀的工作。
We ask, what if Adam hadn't sinned?
我们会问，如果亚当没有犯罪会怎么样呢？
Suppose Adam had yielded himself to God.And moved on towards the line of purpose.
如果亚当向神的旨意屈服，而走在神的旨意里面，会怎么样？
God's purpose for Adam was to develop character and likeness to develop His Son in Adam.
神在亚当身上的旨意就是让亚当把亚当做成他儿子的形象。
But we know that Adam turned to his own way.
但我们知道亚当走到他自己的路上。
And now he is redeemed through the work of the cross.
通过十字架他得到拯救。
I call this the rescue.
神来拯救亚当。
Brought from his fallen condition.
从亚当堕落被拯救出来。
But Adam still needs to develop character.
但是神仍亚当仍然需要让神在他性格上做工。
He still needs to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
他仍要被磨成神儿子的形象。
And the reason for this we will see tomorrow as we look at God's masterpiece.
我们就会看到神的杰作，那明天要讲。
Oh, how many times folks say, "Why am I going through this schoolroom learning all these things?"
有许多时候人们问我们为什么要通过这个学校来学习来学这些事情。
All that has been given to me in Christ is to be wrought out in the character and the qualities of my life.
所有通过基督给我们的是要通过我们的生命我们的性格来慢慢发表出来。
Sometimes we grow weary in our well-doing.
有时候我们因着我们做好事我们会疲倦。
And I have gone through times the last year when I said, Lord, have I really been living focused on what you want?
有时候我问神说神啊我是不是真的注目在你所让我做的事上。
Have I been faithfully challenging people to give their all to you?
我有没有忠心的来劝勉别人来全身奉献给主。
Few months back, the evening news on the television was over.
有几个月以前，当晚间新闻结束的时候，
And I was about to turn it off when suddenly I saw the Billy Graham Crusade from Dallas, Texas.
我正要关电视的时候，我看见格里汉他在达拉斯那边传福音。
I love the music and I've appreciated Billy very much through the years.
我非常喜爱那个音乐，而且我也非常喜欢格里汉。
And immediately Franklin Graham, his son, stood to make this announcement.
突然他的儿子Franklin 站起来宣布一件事情。
He said, my father's brother Melvin is going to give his testimony tonight.
他就说我父亲的弟弟 Melvin 今天晚上要给做一个见证。
Immediately my attention was drawn.
突然我的注意力就集中在上面。
I had met Melvin 49 years before.
我在49年前曾经遇到 Melvin。
I wouldn't have recognized him.
我不会认出他来。
He stood behind the microphone with a tam or a cap on.
因为他站在这个话筒面前戴着一个帽子。
And I wondered, what is Melvin going to say?
我就在想 Melvin 要说什么。
Let me go back 49 years now.
我现在回到49年以前。
I was in Charlotte holding meetings.
我在夏洛特有一个聚会。
In the morning, we were meeting in a lovely home of one of the Christian sisters.
然后我们在一个非常可爱的姊妹家里聚会。
50 or 60 mothers were coming, wives were coming in.
有五六十个母亲来到这里，妻子来到这里。
And one morning, Mrs. Graham, Billy's mother, came and said, Vern,I wonder if I could bring my son Melvin tomorrow.
有一天格里汉的母亲就对我说，我可不可以带我的另一个儿子 Melvin 来到你这里。
I said, oh, it'd be nice to have another man here.
我就说，主啊，是的，如果有另一个男人在这里会更好。
So Melvin came.
所以 Melvin 来了。
And I'd been praying, Lord, is there some word that I can give to Melvin that would encourage him?
我就向神祷告说，主啊，有没有什么话语我可以来鼓励 Melvin？
Years before I had been with Billy on occasions.
我在许多年前和格里汉在一个假期里面。
Now I was to meet his brother.
我遇到了这个 Melvin.
We sat down to visit that morning.
我们坐下来，然后我们去探访。
Melvin said,Billy was saved when he was 16. I was saved when I was 11. That's many years ago.
Melvin 就对我说，他的格里汉就是 Billy， 他在16岁就得救，我是在11岁得救。
Billy has been in the limelight. He's been called of God. Travels all over the world.
Billy 他一直是在这个镁光灯下，他一直是在别人的注目之下。
But I've been staying home milking cows for Dad.
但我一直是在家里为我的父亲来挤牛奶。
People expected much from Melvin.
许多人都对我对 Melvin 有期望，有别期望。
I believe that the Lord gave me a word for Melvin.
我相信神也那时候给我一句话语给 Melvin.
He said, "You know, Melvin."Every one of us have our own gifting and calling.
我对他说 ，Melvin， 我们每一个人都有他的恩赐，也有他的恩召。
God has specially gifted Billy, and he is called to speak to the people in the world.
神给 Billy 一个恩召，就是向全世界来传福音。
And if God has called you to take care of your farm, your father and your mother.And that's your calling. Be at rest.
如果神对你的呼召是来照顾你的父亲，照顾这个农场，那你要专注。
I quoted one verse.
我用了一句经节。
In stewards, it is required that a man be found faithful.
所要求管家的就是要忠心。
Melvin, you have a stewardship, and you be faithful to that.
Melvin, 你是一个管家，你要忠心。
Someday, when we stand before the Bema to be evaluated for all our works,
当我们有一天站在神的宝座面前，神来测量我们的工作。
The only important thing is, have you been faithful in your gifting and your calling?
最重要的就是你是不是对神给你的恩召忠心。
We prayed and he left.
我们祷告以后他就离开。
Next morning, Mrs. Graham came back to the meeting.
第二天早上，格里汉的母亲回到聚会。
She said, what did you tell Melvin yesterday?
她说你昨天对 Melvin 说了什么。
He's been whistling, he's been singing, he's been so joyful, he's been cheerful.
她非常的高兴，她又唱歌又吹口哨。
Last night and this morning, it's a change.
从昨天晚上到今天早上是一个改变。
I explained what I had said.
所以我就告诉她我说了什么。
She said, well, he's trying to be faithful. She said,By the way, I've got a daughter. Could I bring her tomorrow?
他说 ，Melvin 现在是试着要忠心。顺便讲，我有一个女儿，我能不能明天带来
？I only tell you this because now here is Melvin, 49 years later, standing to give his testimony.
所以49年以后，我们看到 Melvin 在这里站着，要给他的做见证。
And he started out by saying, Billy was saved when he was 16. I was saved when I was 11.
他就说 ,Billy 在16岁得救，我在11岁得救。
Mordecai Ham came through and we gave our lives to the Lord.
我们一起把我们的生命都给了主。
Everybody in the world knows about Billy and his ministry.
在世界上的每一个人都知道 Billy, 也知道他的服事。
He didn't say it, but he was implying, but he said, I've been home taking care of the farm.
但是我在家里照顾我们的农场。
Then he said, but I'm confident of one thing, God only asked me to be faithful.
但是我有信心的一件事情就是神只要求我有忠心。
Only the Lord knows, but I've tried to be faithful.
只有主知道我在他面前尽忠。
I recognize so many things he had said.
我知道他所说的，我记得他所说的一些话。
And while he was speaking of being faithful, the Lord said, "That's all I require of you."
当他说要忠心的时候，这也是主要他所做的唯一一件事。
There were many years back when we stood in big auditoriums with thousands, but the crowds get smaller and smaller.
有许多许多年以前，我跟许多人说话，现在人少一些。
But he keeps saying, "Be faithful."
但他这个 Melvin 他一直说你要忠心。
I didn't know at that time why Melvin would wear a tam over his head.
我那个时候我不明白为什么 Melvin 要戴一个帽子。
I discovered that 3 months later he died of cancer.
三个月以后我才知道他三个月以后死去了，因为他有癌症。
The Grahams all have lovely hair.
因为这个治疗使他的头发都脱落了。
He had none.
他没有头发。
What are you saying this morning?
我早上要说什么呢？
GodWants one thing in your life.
神在你生命里面有一个要求。
To understand all that you've been given in Jesus Christ.
要你明白你从基督里所得到的一切。
And then to learn faithfully to walk to please Him.
然后忠心的来学习来讨神的喜悦。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we are before Thee this morning.
父，我们现在在你的面前。
Only You can speak to the hearts of each of these, my friends.
只有你可以向我在座的每一位朋友的心说话。
I thank you for all these young ladies here and these young men.
我感谢你在这里的年轻男孩子和女孩子。
I pray that each one of them will have a quickened spirit.
我求你让他们每一个人都有一个警醒的灵。
They'll become alive to the things of God.
让他们关于神的事情，他们能活过来。
You will develop a burning, fervent spirit as they go on.
让他们的灵在你面前火热。
We are before thee this morning.
我们早上就站在你的面前。
You alone can work these things in our life.
只有你能够在我们的生命里面做这样的工。
We thank you for all that you've given to us.
我们感谢你所赐给我们的一切。
And all that you want to accomplish in us in conforming us to the image of your lovely Son.
我们感谢你要在我们身上做成的工，就是把我们磨成你爱子的形象。
Each of us as we sit before you this morning.
当我们每一个人坐在你的面前，
we say yes, Lord.
愿意向主说，主啊，是的。
Take me completely.
求你来接受我。
What I don't understand in my mind, work an understanding in my spirit.
求你让我们的灵里面能够完全的明白你。
And I'll be sure to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory.
我们愿意把我们的赞美和感谢都归给你。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。 Amen. Amen.